Radio Itis Picerno. Tecnici in onda.
Good morning everybody. We are in the studios of Itis Radio in Picerno. And we are now going live to the other side of the Atlantic Ocean, to East Harlem in New York City. Today we have an extraordinary guest of honor, Vito Marcantonio, a lawyer and a politician whose origin lie in Picerno. We are going to ask him a few questions. Good morning and welcome to Itis Radio.
Good morning everybody.
Mr. Marcantonio, tell us something about yourself, please.
I was born in the heart of East Harlem on the 112th Avenue in December 1902, but I am Italian. My grandfather Vito and my grandmother Rosa left Picerno in 1881. My father Saverio was born in 1882, but when he was 19, he decided to come back to Picerno to marry my mom Angelina De Dovitis.
How did you decide to pursue a political career and which role did you play?
I was elected to the Congress in 1934 and represented the people from East Harlem for 14 years until 1950. I started my career beside Fiorello LaGuardia, who then decided to become the mayor of New York. I was a radical congressman and I fought for civil rights, workers' rights, the rights of the poorest and those excluded.
During your career, were your ideas shared or criticized by your colleagues?
I've never been well liked by other politicians. They haven't always approved my ideas, especially when it could be troublesome or dangerous. I stand for civil rights. I defend workers, immigrants and marginalized people. I think that these groups must always be protected.
Which is the thing you are most proud of?
I think when I took care of education. Education is essential and I'd rather take advantage of this interview to remind you how studies and knowledge are important. I know you have wonderful schools in Picerno. Take care of them and always promote them.
Who was your point person as a man and as a politician?
Well, both Fiorello LaGuardia and Leonardo Covello were important to me. In 1922, Fiorello decided to stand for election at the House of Representatives and chose me to help him. I replaced him when he resigned as a member to run for mayor.
Other two questions. Would you like to live in Italy today? And if so, where would you like to live? In Picerno, maybe?
My mother told me a lot about Picerno, its important cultural and cooking traditions. If I lived there today, I would do a lot of things.
Do you like sports?
I like all sports, but I'm keen on football. I know you have a great team and I think that by 2020 it will get to the third division.
Thank you so much for being with us. We wish you all the best in your work and good luck for your important goals.
Thank you all for having me and make sure you always speak your mind and act wisely. Bye bye.